We continue our learning. We're in Chagiga Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Our Mishnah is going to continue this discussion of the Ma'alos, the different levels that we have. We spoke about Chulin, and then Maaser Sheni, and then Truma, the highest level. Then we had Kodesh, and the Kodshim, Karbanos, and the highest level was Chatas, which was the Parah Aduma. So Mishnah here is going to discuss the issue of going to Mikvah. A person goes to Mikvah, immerses oneself to be Tahor for one level of these items is not necessarily going to be tahor for the other levels. The Mishnah here says like this: Hatova lachulin v'huchzak lachulin. A person who went to mikvah because he wants to eat his chulin, even it's not holy, it's not truma, it's not kodesh. He wants to eat it b'tahara anyway, so he goes to mikvah, and therefore v'huchzak lachulin, which means he had kavana during his tefillah that he should be tahor for the purposes of eating chulin b'tahara. So also lamaser. So then he's not allowed to eat maser sheni with that immersion, unless he would go to mikvah with in mind, with kavana, that he's planning to eat maser sheni. Same thing, tava lamaser, if a person went to mikvah with in mind that he's going to eat maser sheni, v'huchzak lamaser, and had kavana, that he's only purifying himself from maser sheni for that level of food, so l'truma, he can't eat truma through that tevila if he's a kohen, because he didn't have in mind. Tava l'truma, v'huchzak l'truma, aser l'kodesh. Same thing, a person at kavana, when he immersed himself to eat the truma, he can't eat karbanos. That tevila is not effective for the eating of karbanos. Tava l'kodesh, v'huchzak l'kodesh, aser l'chatas. A person went to mikveh having in mind he's going to purify himself to eat from karbanos. He's not allowed to touch the mechatas, the water, spring water mixed with the ashes of the parah aduma, because that's a higher level. Tava l'chomor, though, the Mishnah says, if, of course, you went to mikvah for something more strict, more tavel kal. So if, let's say, a person went to mikvah and in mind he's planning to eat karbanos, kachim, so he's tower than to eat truma or maser sheni. Tava v'lohuchzak, let's say a person went to mikvah without any chazak in mind, without any kavana in mind. So here, all he's planning, all he's doing is washing himself. I'm going to mikvah, I want to cool myself off. So then, ki'ilu lo taval, so then it's like he didn't go to mikvah because a tevila needs kavana. Now, nonetheless, that tevila is acceptable for achilas chulin. For those who eat chulin betara, that would be acceptable because chulin do not need kavana anyway. You don't really need to go in the mikvah at all. So here, chulin doesn't really need kavana, and we would consider such a person who immersed himself, even stam, even without kavana at all, to be eating their chulin bitara. Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, a little bit of an introduction. Pasuk says in Parshas Mitzora, Kol hamishkav asher yishkav alav hazav yitma, v'chol akli asher yeshev alav yitma. Speaking about what was known as Tumas Midras, also says V'chol HaMerkav Asher Kavalov Hazav Yitma. So this parsha in the Torah teaches us that a Zav is an Av HaTuma, and it's a high level of Tuma, but it's Mitami's Mitame Kalim. A Zav has this unique level of Tuma, not only that it's an Av HaTuma, but different than other Av HaTuma. Let's say a Sheretz is a dead Sheretz is an Av HaTuma, a dead Nevel is an Av HaTuma, but a Zav Kimi Mitami Tumas Medrash, which means he can contaminate kalim that are designated for lying, for sitting, for riding, and will make them not even a lower level of tumah. He'll make them an av hatumah just like he is. And therefore, that item, let's say you have a zav, he sits on a chair. So now the chair, the zav is an avatama, and the chair is an avatama, and therefore that chair can, be, as an avatama as well, can be mitami adam v'kalim. Not only ochlin u'mashkim, not only foods and drinks, but because a rishon l'tumah is mitame ochlin u'mashkim and not adam v'kalim. But an avatama can be mitame adam v'kalim. So that chair itself, just like the zav, can be mitame adam v'kalim. So the Mishnah here is going to discuss the issue of Tumas Medrash with respect to the clothing of an Am Haaretz and the status that that clothing has for Prushim, for people who are careful to stay away from Am Haaretz, people who are careful with the laws of Tumah V'Taharas. The Mishnah says like this: Bigdei Am Haaretz, the clothing, the garments of someone who is an Am Haaretz, that's someone who's not careful with the laws of purity, rich of Tumah V'Taharah. Midras are considered contaminated with a level of midrash for leprushim, for people who keep apart, who stay away from amaretz, and very careful in the laws of the tumah v'tara. So that means that an amaretz who is wearing certain clothing, we have to be concerned that maybe that clothing has tumas midrash. Maybe his wife, who's in nida, sat on them and therefore made them this high level of tumah. And then if he touches them, he becomes tameh, and his clothing becomes tameh, and we need to go to mikveh, he and his clothing. So the halacha, however, according to most, the chachamim did not make this gezerah on the amaretz himself. We don't consider that amaretz himself a zav. We just consider his clothing as if it's clothing of a zav, and therefore it's metameh medris. So why should that be? Because if every amaretz had the status of a zav, so then who's going to work for you? Yeah, anything that he moves, that's tumas heset. Anything that he moves is going to become tameh. So amearets themselves are not, although some disagree, amearets themselves are not tameh, but their clothing are tameh for prushim, who people who are careful and have to treat them like that. Big day prushim, midrash l'ochle truma. So now there's another level here, that the begadim of prushim, of people who are careful for tumah v'tara, will still have the status of tumas medras. People who want to eat truma have to treat that clothing as if it's tameh medras. Now the Gemara on Daf Yud Testament Bay says that it's something, there's a level missing in the Mishnah, and that, of course, is the Maaser Sheni. So the Gemara says that what's missing in the Mishnah we should put in is Migdei Prushim, Midras La'ochle Maaser Sheni, that the clothing of Prushim, who people who are careful of Tumah V'tara, are nonetheless considered Tameh Medras, and have the status of Tumas Medras as a concern for those who want to eat Maaser Sheni. And then Migdei Ochle Maaser Sheni, the clothing of the Ochle Maaser Sheni, are Midras La'ochle Truma. So that was missing in our Mishnah. So we see once again, we're going through the different levels, and we're going to consider the clothing tameh for the next level. And then the Mishnah says, Big day ochle truma medrash l'kodesh. The garments of those who eat truma are considered as if they have this midrash tuma for those who are planning to eat kodesh, for those who are planning to eat kachim. Big day kodesh midrash l'chatas. The garments of those who eat kachim or karbanos are still nonetheless considered tameh medras for those who are going to be dealing with and handling the chatas, the water that has the ashes of the paraduma mixed together with it. So although they have to maintain their tara in order to keep kachim, nonetheless, we consider the garments as if they're tameh regarding those who are planning to work with the paraduma. Once again, these are all dinim derabanan. We're afraid that maybe those who are observing the Tara on the lower levels may not be that careful in observing the laws of Tara, and maybe Anita sat on the clothing of the husband, and then therefore we have to be even more strict for the higher level. Then the Mishnah says, lest you think this is something only about Ame Haaretz. So the Mishnah here says, Yosef ben Yoezer, Chassid Shebekuna. We remember Yosef, or Yosef ben Yoezer, different, but here it says Yosef. So he was different opinions, Yosef or Yossi, but he was one of the Zugos that we mentioned, and he was a very devout Kohen, Chassid Shabbat Kohuna. And yet, V'haysa mitpachto midras l'kodesh. His napkin, his cloth, the napkin that he wiped his hands with during the meals, has had the status of midras tuma for those who wanted to eat kachim. So even though he's a great person, that's the way we treat. It doesn't matter who it is. If you wanted to eat kachim, you had to assume that the cloth that he used to wipe his hands at a meal was tamei midras. Yochanan ben Gudgada haya oichel ataras hakodesh. Yochanan ben Gudgada would eat according to all the regulations of Tara for eating of Kodesh, meaning he would eat regular food, regular chulin, as if it were karbanos, and would make sure that he was tahor for the purposes of kachim. He'd go to the mikvah with that in mind, and kol yom of his whole life he would do that. He ate his chulin b'tara as if it were kachim. And would mitam, careful not to be mitame anything that potentially could make Kodesh tame, as we know Kodesh could become even a reveal of tuma. So he was very strict about that. And yet, v'haysa mitpachto midras l'chatas. Nonetheless, his mitpachas, His cloth was considered Tamei Medris for those who were dealing with the Paraduma ashes and mixed with the spring water. Once again, he was a very holy person, very careful, but he only was careful up for the level of Kachim, and the level of Chatos, which is the Paraduma, is a higher level than that.